And welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on an increase in security at South Korea nuclear power centers. Officials took action after computer hackers entered the computer networks that control the power centers and published secret documents about them. Then, we will look back at some of the most popular books of 2014. And finally, we will tell you how you can get a copy of the VOA 2015 calendar mailed to you free. Concerns about cyber attacks on South Korea power centers, books of the year, and a free calendar. Lots of reasons to listen to As It Is from VOA. South Korean officials are trying to show the public that the country's 23 nuclear reactors remain secure. They want to show that recent attacks on the Korea Hydro and Nuclear Corporation cannot affect the computer systems. The hackers used email addresses of retired employees to put 300 kinds of bad software called malware in the company's computer network. They have already released drawings of the plant's systems, as well as information about tests of the centers. They also have released information about how much the center's workers are paid. They are threatening to damage three nuclear plants unless the government closes them. The unidentified hackers said they oppose nuclear power. Simon Che is a top official of a company that helps protect against computer attacks. He says this attack does not appear to have come from an anti-nuclear group.
그런 면에서도 이번에 해커가 한수원에서
Mr. Che says what these attackers are doing is very similar to what North Korean hackers did in earlier attacks. He says they are using Twitter or another site called Pastebin to publish secret documents. He says accused North Korean hackers did the same thing last year when they attacked computers in the office of the South Korean president and in the Sony attack. American officials have accused North Korea of illegally entering the computer system of Sony Pictures Entertainment in the United States. The hackers were trying to stop the release of a comedy movie about the imaginary killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. South Korean officials have also said North Korea is responsible for recent attacks on the computers of South Korean government agencies, television broadcasters, and media websites. Officials have increased security around the targeted reactors. Heavily armed troops surround the areas. The Defense Ministry's Cyber Warfare Unit also is working to stop any further attacks. Mr. Che says the systems that control the nuclear reactors are separated from other computer networks, so it is not possible for hackers to enter the control systems. He says the network can only send information, not receive it, so it is difficult for hackers to enter. The hackers say they are in the American state of Hawaii. However, investigators say the suspects used internet addresses based in China, in an area where officials believe North Korean hackers work. A South Korean Justice Ministry official says the South cannot confirm that North Korean hackers are to blame for the attack. However, they believe it is possible. About one-third of electricity used in South Korea comes from nuclear reactors. It is the fifth largest user of nuclear power in the world. What books did you read this year? Are you a fan of fact or fiction? Today, Anna Mateo looks at popular books published in 2014.
American fiction writer Marilyn Robinson received wide critical praise for Lila. The story is told as a letter John Ames, an old man, is writing to his son. Ames is a quiet, gentle man. He marries Lila late in his life, and they have a son. The National Book Foundation has nominated Marilyn Robinson for a National Book Award for Lila. For teenagers, We Were Liars by E. Lockhart was on many book critics' best of 2014 lists. It tells about the children in a very rich family with a long history in the United States. Several critics noted similarity in theme between We Were Liars and William Shakespeare's King Lear. There is willful denial of fact discussed in the fictional We Were Liars. That idea is also investigated in a popular nonfiction book of 2014. The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, explores the future for Earth and its inhabitants based on events of its past. Ms. Colbert suggests, in 13 parts and about 330 pages, that man-made climate change is leading to a sixth mass extinction. Ms. Colbert does not pass judgment on her findings, but she writes about environmental science in a way that non-scientist readers can understand. Her writing style gives readers the freedom to come to their own judgments. I'm Anna Mateo.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write, and tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. We have several hundred 2015 calendars, but when they are gone, they are gone. So write to us today. Our email address once again is